I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Historically, downtowns were where the action was. It was the center of a community's commercial, cultural, retail, food, and entertainment identity. In the 1960s and 70s, societal and transportation changes began to hollow out the core of many communities as businesses abandoned downtown for locations on the edge of town. An area that was once the heart and soul of the community was often abandoned and on life support. But recently, many communities have seen a revitalization of their downtown as new businesses are moving in, bringing a new life to the area. In Brainerd, Sarah Hayden Shaw is one of the entrepreneurs helping to revitalize that community. Sarah owns two downtown businesses, a restaurant, Sage on Laurel, and Rumbly Hall, an event space. I sat down to talk with her about the businesses and the revitalization of the downtown area.
I think that the two projects that I've done, it feels fairly symbolic of kind of what's happening in downtown Brainerd overall. I took two buildings that I purchased that were shuttered iconic bars in downtown Brainerd and turned them into, brought them back to a little more of their original use. And so originally those two buildings housed four bars altogether. And now those two large buildings or large multi-story corner buildings in the historic downtown. Now the commercial levels house a restaurant, one bar, so there's still one bar, but it's a mix of uses instead of just bars. So there's there'll be the bakery, there's an event venue, there's fine restaurant, my restaurant, and then one bar also. So just kind of a change from mostly bars to a mix of things that are happening downtown. And I think that the variety is just such an important part of a historic downtown district to have. And that can include bars and should include bars and nightlife, but it's best if that's one part of it and not the majority of it. And it's really moving that way. We've seen so many great new businesses come into town in the last couple of years. It's not been a brand new development though. I think we're just really starting to see it now, but it's something that has been happening. It's moving slowly in that direction for the last 10 or 15 years or so. But we've always had these great longstanding businesses downtown that are what you want in a historic downtown, but it's like you get a critical mass of some new things coming in. We've had a great art gallery come in the last couple of years. We have our bookstore, we have a chocolate shop. We have so many great things coming in. Some good specialty retailer, a little soap store that we have. So a lot of great things. We're getting just a really good variety. And also some new places to eat and nightlife also. There's just a lot to do in downtown Brainerd when there didn't, if you weren't really into the bar scene, there didn't used to be a whole lot to do. And now feels like every couple months there's another good, fun, and interesting new business that's opening up. And just a lot more reasons to come down here and shop and dine and all that.
Tell me a little about the buildings themselves. I mean, sitting in one right now, obviously interesting, the brick walls and that. Tell me a little about some of the challenges involved in trying to reuse, repurpose an older building?
Sure. Well, that's kind of my passion. That's what got me started in this, because I really love old buildings. And it always makes me sad when I see one that's neglected or not being used to its full potential. These buildings, the two buildings I have, the one that we're sitting in right now, which is the Sage on Laurel restaurant, this was built in 1910. It was originally a drugstore and a lunch counter, but it's been a bar since in one version or other since about the 50s. But it's a beautiful building, really tall ceilings, pressed tin ceilings, and a lot of cool brickwork. So when I did the renovation, my renovation was mostly stripping it down and bringing back. So dumpster after dumpster after dumpster of wall rubble and just things that came out of here and stripped it down. So it's mostly the original brick and pressed tin ceilings. It gives a nice historic feel in it, and that's kind of been my style of restoring both of these. Both of them needed a lot more light, because when you get old buildings, over time people tend to fill in the windows, and so it might have started as a bright and sunny place, but had to cut some big holes in the wall and then get back to some of the original rough openings to get more sunlight in here and more have a nice natural feel in here. And we'll be doing the same thing, putting some large windows in over at the Rumbly Hall building too for the bakery that's coming in over there. So kind of bringing it back to the way it originally was, utilizing the natural light and those and the unique and absolutely irreplaceable architectural features that are in these buildings. I just wanted to, you know, the goal is to bring them back and to feature those. So. Rumbly Hall is a tribute to my two kids. So they're Marley and Ruby. So it's their name blended together. Plus, it also sounds a little like a railroad. So it sounds railroady. And we're kind of a railroad town here with the tracks right nearby and a lot of historic railroad buildings. It doesn't seem to fit. And I just love the name. Originally, it was built as the JCPenney in town, and that was in 1923. So it was kind of built with that early century grandeur that they did in retail spaces at that time. So the ceilings are, 16 feet tall and kind of grand. It's just got a little bit of that grand feel. It used to be the Iron Rail Saloon. I mean, actually used to be the half that they used a little less often.
You're listening to Close to Home, and today I'm talking with Sarah Hayden Shaw about the revitalization of downtown Brainerd, and one of the things I learned was that many of the businesses involved are owned by women.
But it is an interesting phenomenon that has happened in downtown Brainerd. When I look up and down our main historic roads, streets, the Laurel Street and the 7th Street, by my count, about 80% of them are women-owned or women-run businesses. And it's just a very interesting phenomenon that would happen. And there's kind of a lot of reasons, I think, that might be. But whatever the reasons are, the hardworking women that come down here, I don't just have a lot of credit to be given to them, because boy, if you took those out, it would be a sad looking place down here. But I think that the women, I will generalize as far as to say that the women that I know that are business owners down here really value that the irreplaceable nature of these buildings, and really value doing their business in a community and with community and culture around. You just can't duplicate this kind of experience as either a customer or a business owner in a cookie cutter big box surrounded by a sea of parking lots. You can't duplicate that. When you're in downtown Brainerd, it's extremely unique character that you have. It's not going to be like any place else with these unique and irreplaceable buildings. And the people around you are your neighbors, and they're your family and your neighbors and their businesses instead of. So it's just a little closer to home. It feels a little more like family when you're doing business in a small historic commercial district like this. And so I know that the women that I know that are business owners down in this area really value that, and maybe put up with a little bit of a hardship to make sure or to make it happen, to make their place be there. It's a fairly low cost of entry too, as compared to some other places that you might locate. Some of the places that are on those cookie cutter strips are pretty expensive to get into. And not that it's dirt cheap here, but it is maybe a little more approachable. Get a lot more foot traffic in a place like this. You get a lot of people kind of going from one place to another instead of, it has to be your one and only final destination before you get into your car and drive somewhere else. So that's very appealing, and it's very appealing to a business owner, and now we're just working on it being appealing to customers too, and to the community, to make sure that the community has the right perception of what it's like down here. There is an organization that's been forming. We do not disallow men in the organization, but it does happen to be all women business owners at this point. But we do have a downtown business owner association that we're just starting up, and called the Downtown Brainerd Coalition. And we are trying to change that perception a little bit and do a little bit of organized marketing and PR and get people excited about coming down to downtown Brainerd. And I think people, when people do come down here, they're going to see something they don't necessarily recognize if they haven't been here for a few years, and be pretty excited about it. When they designed these commercial districts in the first place, they really did a lot of things right that aren't duplicated with modern construction and modern planning. And so it's really easy for people to come down here and spend an afternoon doing things. It's also because it's more dense in how things are laid out. There's a couple thousand people that work within a half a mile here and can easily walk down here. There's a lot of people that live here. So just being in that population center as well as the cultural center, there's just a lot of benefits to having the business here. And I don't think this this restaurant would feel right in another setting. You know, this is like, and a lot of, I feel that way about a lot of the businesses down here, is that they're very much a part of the setting that they're in, and if you took them out, it just wouldn't be the same.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.